You want to know the sluttiest and dirtiest things I have ever done? Well, one time, the husband and I, we had sex with the lights on. Okay, I'm just kidding. I would never do that. Okay, so the sluttiest. Well, that would have to be pretty much my entire freshman year of college. I attracted the attention of this off-campus, almost underground, fraternity. And pretty much had sex with, like, a lot of the members. Yeah. I think I was just on, like, a list or something. Sounds so terrible. But it was really actually very... it was very convenient. And now, just for the sake of, I guess, full disclosure and, you know, context, I guess, I think it's important to mention that this was a black fraternity, and I'm, like, a dorky little white girl who grew up in the middle of the woods, pretty much. And so, it was very, very new experiences for me, as I attended a high school that was about 98% white. And, yeah. So, there was a couple of really good incidences with those guys. One of the first, I was hanging out with a friend and some of those guys were there. And one of the guys was like, "Hey, why don't we go back to your room and listen to music?" And, you know, I should have thought about it for like maybe a split second that, you know, I was wearing, like, a Metallica t-shirt, and he had on, like, you know, like a Snoop Dogg t-shirt, that listening to music was probably not his intent, but, you know. And then here comes the, like, cheesy porn part of it. So I go down to my room, and I'm like, well, fuck, what the hell are we gonna listen to? So, you know. Whatever. There's a knock on my door and I open it and, this is so porn, I swear to God. He had come to my room and he brought a friend. And so I look at them, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with both of you? Cue the, like, cheesy, like, music. Oh my God. And so I ended up having my first of, only a couple of, devil's three ways. I really wish it was something that I could redo, because at the time, I was rather inexperienced, and just remember thinking, like, oh my God, there's dick everywhere. and now, I think I could handle the situation a lot better. So, yeah, the sluttiest time in my life, of course, then, was all my freshman year of college. These dudes would just kind of call and be like, "Hey, girl, what you doing?" And I'd be like, "Nah, studying, you know, whatever." "And can I come see you?" "Sure." And they would come over, we would do it, and they would leave. And, yeah, my friends were kind of appalled. They're like, "I can't believe that you're just having sex with these guys and blah, blah, blah." And it was like, whatever, bitches. They come to my room, always use a condom. Psh, it's like perfect. I'm not drunk, you know. I wasn't like crazy girl getting drunk on the weekends, having sex with some frat boy, you know. These were, I mean, they were frat boys, but they, always came to me, so, yeah, and they always came for me, too. So, freshman year of college was very interesting. I also, had my first experience with another girl, of course. Like, I'm pretty sure that's in, like, every college handbook that you have to do that. I did it before it was cool, though. she was my friend. And we were, like, sitting around talking one day, and we were talking about porn, actually. And I was like, yeah, I kind of like watching, like, you know, the girl-girl scenes in porn. Yeah, me too. And then so we started listing all the girls in our residence hall and, like, hey, would you do her? Would you do her? And then we got to each other. So it was kind of like, would you do me? I swear this all sounds like such cheesy bullshit, but I swear to God it happened. And so we were both kind of like, yeah. And unfortunately, the first time we had sex, she didn't do anything to me because of timing, we'll say. But I went down on her and, you know, pleased her pretty good. And then the second time she and I were together, it was one of the few times where I was very, very drunk in college. Me and a little friend had been drinking, and she was a little teeny tiny girl, so she passed out, and I put her in a room and stuff, and I was kind of wandering around our residence hall just drunk off my ass. And then I go back into my room, and I lived in a really small residence hall, and we all had private rooms. So, and we all, like, left our doors open, like, unlocked. I know, so safe. But, so, I stumble drunkenly into my room, and then my friend is in there, and I'm just kind of like, what? And she was like, I wanna lick your pussy. And of course, I'm not gonna turn that down. Like, who's gonna turn that down? But I was so drunk. Oh my gosh. And so I was like, well, you're gonna have to be on top. And so she did, and, you know, we kind of, like, did, like, a 69 sort of thing. Because she was like, well, it's not fair if I'm just doing stuff. You have to do stuff too, blah, 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 whatever. I don't even know. I was really drunk. And that was the last time she and I were together. We ended up actually being roommates the next year, and that did not work out very well. So there you go. That was the sluttiest time of my life. I was, like, I don't know, some sort of weird not a call girl, but an on-call girl for an underground black fraternity at my college. and they all went by nicknames, too, by the way. It was great. One guy called himself Dollar Bill. And then there was Blueberry. And there was the one boy they called Big D. And I will tell you, they called him Big D because he had the biggest fucking dick I've ever had close to me. And I didn't fuck him, but I did give oral to him and another guy at the same time. Kind of like back and forth kind of thing. I couldn't even get my hand like halfway around him, let alone get him in my mouth. He was just ginormous. So yeah, that was the sluttiest. I would say the dirtiest thing I've ever done. Okay, this would be with the second girl that I've ever had sex with. Yeah, so there was one night we were messing around and we were playing with some toys. And she is, strangely enough, into, like, anal. Which before her, I would have sworn up and down that no girls liked that. Because I don't like that. Don't even try. but she does. And so she was essentially, like, off the edge. Okay, you have to picture this. So I'm, like, sitting on the bed. And then, like, I kind of have, like, her ass and pussy, like, on my lap almost. And then, like, her hands are on the floor. So almost kind of like, you know, like, if she was going to be doing some weird-ass fucking, like, you know, twerking vine or something. And I am essentially fucking her in the ass with a dildo. And then I was fingering her pussy. And by the time, like, she came and came and came at the end, I almost had my entire fist, like, in her pussy. And so I was just pretty much banging the shit out of her. I would say that's probably the dirtiest thing. Yeah. All right, so there you go. More about Swirl that you ever really wanted to know. I was a big old slut in college. Oh, it only lasted my freshman year, because then I met a boyfriend and stuff. So I stopped fucking dudes. Just him then. All right, so yeah, there we go. 10 minutes of me talking about nonsense. Hope that's what you wanted there, Anon. All right. Bye.